Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm glad you're here. Betty Lowry is here. She's a new friend. She's the author of a book, Forgiven. How many books in this series, Betty?
Five.
Five? This is the fifth one?
This is the first.
The first? And there are four more coming.
They're already out.
Already out. Okay, so I've got the first one. And then there's a sixth one that we'll learn about later. So tell us, and the book, the series is about women who need to forgive. Do they need to forgive themselves or be forgiven by others?
They have to forgive themselves for past experiences. It's like you're carrying the baggage of the past. You don't need to. You need to be going forward and be more optimistic and
right. Forgive
yourself.
Right. Right. And get rid of some of that guilt, right? Wait a minute. If you're forgiven, that presumes you're guilty of something.
Well, maybe you're not guilty. Maybe you think you are. Maybe you had something to happen in the past, and you're still laboring over it. Let it go. You're going to be a better person.
Did we not just have a conversation about self-imposed guilt?
We did.
Okay. So you're making my point then, aren't you?
Well, all of the women don't have that self-imposed guilt. Some are just...
You're right. Women. But I think men don't do that as much, and it's very frustrating for women when we don't. I know that for a fact. So talk to us about what women can do to avoid this, to minimize the guilt. I really am serious. When I say what I say about women manufacturing guilt, I believe they do it. And I would like to do anything I can to help them stop doing it.
Well, women are a different gender, aren't they? They think different. They even live their life different than men, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But, you know, they're always working through something. Any woman that I know is working through something, and that might be something that's present, or it could be something that happened in their life. And this is what I'm talking about. My characters are living full lives in today's society, and they're working with the problem. But no, they're not all laden down with guilt. Some are just working with the challenges that they've been handed. You know, talk about today's society has so many families that are in the middle of divorce. When women face this, someone has to pay the bills, and oftentimes when there's a household that's split, they have to go out and get a job. Now, that has a lot of problems. If there's children, we've already discussed that. How would you handle it as a man?
If there's a split?
Yes.
Well, I just kept working.
Well, a lot of men take the responsibility of children, but in
you of course. I mean, I thought you meant from the standpoint of income. You know, you just keep working, but. But yes, no. When there's a split, you know, it's supposed to be down the middle, right? I mean, the courts are more like that these days. They're giving the kids to the parents half time, you know, to one half time to the other, you know, which I don't necessarily think is a great idea. But let's get back to I think people, not just women, but people need to realize that they may not get everything they need from somebody else. But they have to learn how to be comfortable in their own skin. And by doing that, in order to do that, they have to stop beating themselves up about stuff that aren't important.
Well, there's better ways to use your energy. That is true. Your energy, your emotion. But, you know, the good things about women are that they are great multitaskers. They can handle... I guess this starts in the home when they have to raise children, and they can do two things at once. So when they go into the workplace, most women that are sincere do find a job, but the problem is many times they take a lower cut in pay than if if the men come in and apply for that certain position.
Right. One of the things, and this is something, there may be some people in the audience who are rolling their eyes right now because they may know what I'm going to say, but I do believe that women are better multitaskers than men. But I also believe one of the reasons is because women are more likely to manage a problem than to fix it. Would you agree with that or not?
Well, men are great fix-it people, I know. I know that from experience.
But a woman is less likely to, I wish women were more likely to think, I'll just fix that and get it out of my life. In other words, instead of thinking, okay, this is a problem, it has to be managed.
I've found that if you don't have very much time, you will do that more quickly than if you have a time to linger and think it over. Women do this. We think things over. We're not as impulsive.
Do women think too much?
We do. You know, in the Bible, it said Mary pondered. So yeah. I think we ponder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And they ponder a lot about their men, too, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think men ponder about their women?
I'm not sure. You tell me.
Not as much as women ponder about their. I don't ponder about my wife as much as she ponders about me. Hey, Betty, I need a website, please.
B. Lowry at nwcable.net.
All right, that's your email. What's your website?
Oh, my website. Betty Lowry Forgiven.
BettyLowryForgiven.com. So check it out, folks. A whole 5 books already out. Hey, Betty, good job today. Come back.
Thank you so much.
We got a lot more to talk about. See you next time. Betty Lowry, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Forgiven. Stay with us. I'll be right back. One can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.